Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, are people who built this shanty town going to benefit from the beautiful cathedrals like the one below when they get to Europe? They will benefit from the beauty that others built, but they won't maintain it. They'll only neglect it and destroy it over time. The elites want us to think that refugees are poor and suffering, but here's the difference between refugees in the past and refugees today. Today they're economic refugees, and not generally political ones. Moving on, hey everyone, looks like we have the Jeet reckoning with some Indians saying that Christ should be treated like a dog born of a cheating whore wife. I'm glad to see that now that the West has accepted many Indians, they feel comfortable on pooping on Christianity. I'm sure it's harmless fun though, because who in their right mind would be threatened by this? So stunning and brave. Number three, are pregnant male seahorses. Would human females force this on males if they could? Of course they would, but lucky for us they can't. Once we get the surgical ability to swap genitals, I'm sure that the wives out there will demand that many of their husbands give them their wedding tackle so that the husband can stay at home and get pregnant. Give them a few more years and I'm sure they'll be implanting uteruses into the abdomens of young transgender boys. Up next, here we have a woman receiving equality for a change. Abby and Brittany had to pay two separate tuitions, but now their job only pays them one salary. I wonder if they had to pay double the room and board too. These are the only individuals I'm willing to refer to as they-them. They also share the same man, their husband. I'm sure he's going to be the first man in history to pay double the alimony when he gets divorced from them one day. Number 5, apparently J.D. Vance aligns properly with the globalist push to flood America with Indians. Now that Canada, Australia, and the UK have been flooded, now it's time to do the same with America. And even Elon wants to bring in tons of Indians with H-1B visas. Looks like American pie is about to be replaced by chicken tandoori. And it's not just about bringing Indians in general, but 1,000 Indian men for every one Indian woman to compete with white men for women in the West. Moving on, James Norton, a potential James Bond actor, says that men should atone for their patriarchal crimes of the past. What a total 00 simp. If he gets selected, many men will boycott the film because he's a male feminist. The past sucked for both men and women. The patriarchy was a myth. Sure, men had authority, but if we didn't, then everyone would starve or be conquered by foreigners. Number 7, is it true that all women are catfishing to some degree? Of course. Women put their best foot forward with makeup and revealing clothing to attract the best men they can. All that eyeliner is potent dark magic. Here you have the before and after sex photos. Maybe women's profiles on dating apps need to be photos with and without makeup. One casual and the other is a catfish. Is Melanie Mack deceptive with her makeup? Up next, here's the look on Rachel Zegler's face while she's watching the original Snow White. You know exactly what she's thinking. You can't kiss her without her consent, and Prince Charming won't be kissing me in my version of the film. Just to piss her off, though, even more, maybe they need to cast Andrew Tate as the prince. You just know that Walt Disney would be rolling over in his grave if he could see what the company was doing to the legacy of his masterpiece. Number 9, this woman says that DNA tests aren't cheap. Ferdinand gets back to her and says that it's still cheaper than raising his wife's boss's son. So I guess women are now using the excuse that it's too expensive to do them, so that's why they have to cuckold their husbands. I guess maybe men need to start calling out women like this for being cheap, the way women call out men for being cheap on everything else. Also, correct me if I'm wrong, but a DNA paternity test is around the same price as a woman's haircut. Moving on, when was the last time you went to a movie theater? Ironically enough, for me, it was to watch the first Joker film. Earlier that year, it was Endgame. Since then, I haven't seen anything in the theater, and the closest theater near me that's clean enough to visit, Queensway Cinemas, is about to be torn down and turned into condos. The age of the movie theater is over. I can't believe it's been 5.5 years since I've went to one. Number 11 is the age-old question. Why are hurricanes normally named after women up until 1979? Obviously because when they come, they're wild and wet, and when they go, they take your house and car. Maybe it's no coincidence that they started naming hurricanes after both males and females once no-fault divorce got pushed through in the 1970s. Only stupid men get married. Who wants to risk a hurricane with a cooch ruining their lives? Up next, the University of Iowa announces plans to close their gender studies, women's studies, and sexuality studies departments, as well as scaling back their DEI initiatives. Maybe they saw that thanks to DEI initiatives, LA burned to the ground, and are worried that something might happen in their state as well. I suspect they shut down their women's and gender study departments because enrollment is down, and women are finally running out of other people's money. Number 13, just to show you how weak vegans are, this vegan family sends a note to their neighbor, complaining about how smelling their meat meals is making them feel sick. Not actually sick, just feeling sick. If my vegan neighbor sent me this letter, I'd just put a steak in his mailbox. But what would you do if you got this letter? I topped the meal steak off by putting a frozen piss disc under the door, knowing that when it thaws, it'll give them a nice surprise. Why, if vegans hate meat so much, do they pretend like they're still eating it? Moving on, here we have what many vegans are living off of these days. They're drinking Soylent, which is a soy-based protein drink. Is this really a cyberpunk beverage, or is it really the power drink of soy boys? If it was actually made of people, then at least guys like this wouldn't have this soy face. The only good thing is that Canada has banned it. What's wrong with the United States? Do you really want more of your men to look like this guy? Number 15, this woman is upset because she was supposed to go out on a first date, but the guy refused to pay for her nails to get done. So she ended up canceling the date and blocking him because he didn't know he was supposed to pay for her. I'm guessing that Caucasian women don't act like this, so I'm assuming it must be a cultural thing. She's not the problem. The real problem is there's still tons of simps out there that would pay to get her nails done, expecting nothing in return. Up next, new bubble wrap will no longer pop when you squeeze it, and the entire world is crying about it. You know what this means, don't you? The old stuff that pops is going to be worth a fortune, and you can sell it to people for various birthday parties so kids can jump on it and have some fun. But I don't know if I believe this story because I first saw this meme 10 years ago, and the bubble wrap still seems to be popping. Number 17, this is the moment that Louis realized why Rob had been buying him lunch every day for the past 2 years, while they were on the force together. Because Rob makes a great bulletproof vest. I guess sometimes he can't run, but you can hide. Then again, is Rob really sure what he's doing? After all, I wouldn't want to be behind anyone that big when they went down. They might just crush me to death, which kind of defeats the purpose. Moving on, an Airbnb owner is furious after Lonely Fool star Lily Phillips used this place to smash 100 guys. The motto of the story is, don't rent out your place to a whore. Then again, he's probably just angry that she didn't invite him to participate in the festivities. She's going to have 1,000 guys bang her shortly. What's she going to rent out to do that? A gymnasium or possibly a public school? Airbnb should ban her, though, for breaking their terms. Number 19, the cartoonist George Alexopoulos decided to draw this exaggerated picture of Pearl Davis. I'm glad she didn't go after him legally or try and get his ex or YouTube account a strike for basically making fun of her. Then again, I think you can get away with something like this if you make a person look like a caricature or a parody of what they really look like. George seems pretty blue-pilled, and this is a response to Pearl Davis wanting to give out the award for Catfish of the Year. Up next is a woman with a lot of red flags, namely the tattoos. But what's going on with her fupa region? Looks like she's got a front butt. Either that or it's possible that she has a vertical cesarean scission baby delivery scar. All I can say is, that's one hell of a camel toe. Is this because of high mileage, or did we just discover a new type of hole? Maybe it's the world's largest vagine. Number 21 is Intani, and she's 43 years old, educated with a good job, keeps fit and cooks and cleans. But she's wondering why she can't get a boyfriend. Home Math, one of my new favorite YouTube channels, says, because you're 43 years old. But many older quality guys are not attracted to women over 40, except maybe younger guys for sport. But for her to get an older high-quality man to commit to her will most likely never happen. All she makes is great target practice for some young Gen Alpha. Moving on, channeling the ghost of New Year's past, this woman said her 2016 resolution was no more hummers. But 12:30, she had a schwing-schwang in her pie hole. This is just attention-seeking behavior, and she's probably hoping that some Chad with lower standards reads this and then runs into her in real life and wants to commit to her. Based on the way that she looks, though, I might actually be a guy. Number 23, this woman slashes her boyfriend with a knife because he wanted to break up with her. She said he wasn't leaving until he bled. But she'll probably get let off and convince the judge that somehow she's still the victim. Is it just my imagination, or does her right chesticle look bigger than the left one? Women are getting crazy violent these days. Up next is a 47-year-old single mom of three. She's unemployed, mentally unstable, and a bi-alcoholic. The first red flag is lying about her age. But if you can't get past that, then aren't you just excited to be with a middle-aged single mother? She changed her age rating because she probably wants to match with a younger man for sex. She obviously missed the fact that she's a liar by posting two different numbers. What I want to know is how a vegan can eat chicken nuggets. Looks like someone is trolling hard. Number 25 and the last one is a picture of Whoopi today and Whoopi in the past. Boy, does she look rough. She looks like she evolved into one of the Morlocks from the Time Machine. As far as I'm concerned, the top one is also prettier. No, seriously, it is. If you had to smash one, I'm sure you'd choose the top one too. The top one reminds me of when I was a kid and I used to go fishing and catching catfish, just without the whiskers. Maybe we should call it the Whoopfish. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoyed this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.